Hello, my name is Kira, and I am the Bonfire Bruja. Thank you for joining me this week as we get into another conversation about witchcraft, magic, and invoking your personal power. I'm going to go get the fire lit, take a seat, relax, and just remember that you are responsible for the energy that you bring here today. In witchcraft, there are many who celebrate the Sabbats, the eight holidays according to the wheel of the year, in which we celebrate different seasons and different phases of the year. The first usually starts with Samhain. Now, Samhain is also known as All Hallows' Eve or Halloween. This occurs on October 31st, and this is when the veil is the thinnest between our world and the spirit world. Many times it's often considered the witch's new year, and it's the final fall festival within the turn of the year. Samhain is when we honor and remember those who have left this earth, and sometimes it's the best time to talk to them. The next Sabbat is Yule, the winter solstice or midwinter, occurring on December 21st. It's the shortest day of the year and the year with the longest night. This is when we go from emerging from the darkness, and the nights will get shorter from here on out. And it's a celebration of light. Next is Imbolc or Candlemas, usually occurring on February 2nd. This is the midpoint between winter and spring. And it's a fire festival in which we celebrate hearth and home and all the new beginnings that the coming spring will have to offer. Ostara, the spring equinox, is March 20th or 21st, depending on which calendar you're looking at or where you got your information. This is the spring equinox. It is the balance day of when day and night are equal parts. This is also the time to celebrate the reawakening of the earth and rebirth and new growth and emerging from darkness. Following Ostara, we have Beltane. Now, Beltane is also known as May Day, and again, according to which calendar you're following, will either happen on April 30th or May 1st, or you can go ahead and celebrate both days. This is the halfway point between the spring and the summer. This is when fertility is growing. This is the return of the sun and longer days within the year. Then we have Letha, which we actually just celebrated back on June 21st. This is the summer solstice. This is midsummer. This is the longest day and the shortest night of the year. This is when we celebrate the abundance and the peak virility of the earth. From there, we head into Lammas, Lugnasadith. I completely screwed that up and I'm sorry. Lammas, which is what it's also called, is on August 1st. This is the first of the three fall time harvest festivals. It's the beginning of the harvest season. This is when you start to see the fruits of your labor and you honor all of the hard work you have put into it, because this is the first harvest, so this is the first time you get to start reaping the benefits of all you've sown. And Lammas also is the halfway point between the summer and the fall, which leads us to Mabon, or the spring or the autumn equinox. It's on September 21st, this is when we let things go. This is the second harvest festival, and this is when we show gratefulness and thankfulness, and this is the more abundant of the harvests. And I know these are just dates, and with witchcraft, so much of it is the ability to choose what you do and do not celebrate. It's not a requirement for any of us. It's the ability to do what is right for us. So if you celebrate the Sabbaths, wonderful. I do too. If you don't, that's your choice. But honoring the earth is the first and foremost priority of these celebrations. It is honoring the different phases, not only in the year, but also in life. We all have a spring. We all have a summer. We all have a winter. We all have those seasons that seem dark and cold, and those that seem beautiful and emerging and bright and vibrant. Ultimately, it's honoring not only the earth, but ourselves. You can't get to the bright, beautiful places without going through some of those cold, dark places. And of course, during each Sabbath, there will be a special episode dedicated to it, and I'll be able to give you more information, what to eat, how to decorate, what are the best ways to provide offerings or do ceremonies. But until then, I'll see you next week. And as always, do everything you can to craft a bewitching lifestyle. Do you want to be more involved in the Bonfire Bruja community? Go over to Instagram and find me, Bonfire_Bruja, BRUJA, or you can head on over to my website, bonfirebruja.com.